B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The town of Whitman continues to mourn. Who's going to be missing at this year's video game convention in Boston? And Diddy's bringing it back. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Another rising rap star murdered, but was it a robbery gone wrong or a targeted hit?
Leroy Atcher Sports.
And change could be coming to the NFL, but is it a good thing?
But first, the town of Whitman continues to mourn, so sad, after a fourth member of the family on a trip to Disney has died. 5-year-old Scarlett Smith, 41-year-old Julie Smith of Whitman, and 76-year-old Josephine Fay of South Wayman had already been reported to have died. And yesterday, 11-year-old Jackson Smith was pronounced dead. All schools in the Whitman-Hanson Regional School District have activated their crisis teams. Whitman Youth Soccer is planning a candlelight vigil for the Smith family tomorrow night at 7 at the middle school. PlayStation pulling out of PAX East due to increasing concerns over the coronavirus. So the video game convention, which has had over like 70,000 attendees in the past, takes place in Boston from February 27th to March 1st. And Sony said, you know, we're disappointed to cancel our participation in this event, but the health and safety of our global workforce is our highest concern.
It's got to be just they're afraid of people getting on planes and stuff like that. Did you see the video, by the way, some girl tweeted of a husband and wife or a couple on a plane completely covered in plastic?
No.
They were completely.
What?
I'll find it for you. They were completely covered in plastic and wearing gloves. It looked ridiculous.
When you say plastic, like wrapping themselves up in like plastic wrap?
They were covered
like
in plastic.
Just, like what?
I'll find you the picture. Wow. By the way, when I was in Hong Kong during my vacation, we stopped off at Hong Kong Airport. They had designer, like, surgical masks. There was people wearing black ones, ones with little mouths on them, smiley faces. I'm like, damn, that's a business now, making designer surgical masks.
And it's been 11 years, but Diddy's bringing it back. MTV's making the band.
Yes!
This time around, Diddy's three sons, Quincy, Justin, and Christian, will be judges, along with choreographer Lorianne Gibson.
Lorianne is back!
So,
I love it!
Casting is going to kick off next week in four cities. New York is the closest to here, but you can audition also on MTV's website.
Love it.
They're saying they haven't given a specific date, but the show will be back before at the end of the year.
Day 26 and the band. I'm sorry, they had some hits.
They need to bring back Dylon.
Listen. They had some hits. I don't care. I'll watch it again.
I'm gonna have to go on Wikipedia and look up all these people you guys are talking about. The name sounds familiar.
You remember Danny DeKane too, right? Danny DeKane was my god.
I'm sure they're killing it right now.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, could we have a Fyre Festival part two on our hands? A new festival is drawing some similarities to the botched Fyre Festival, with artists calling it fake. It's called the Lovers and Friends Festival. It sounds amazing in theory. It's backed by Snoop Dogg, the producers of Coachella, are running it, and it features a ton of performers like Lauryn Hill, Usher, Ludacris, Little John, TLC, Megan Thee Stallion, Brandy, Monica, Little Kim, Mace, Twista, and more. Only problem is, few of those artists are claiming they ain't gonna be there. One being Little Kim, who said on Instagram, "This is so fake. I am not a part of this." Although her people later came out and said it was a misunderstanding. She is performing and that they posted the lineup too soon and Kim
didn't tell her yet.
Pretty much. Then Mace posted, "Best wishes on this show, but please take my name off this flyer." And Twista tweeted, "Ain't no deposit hit my account for this show." But then his people later said he was doing the show. So that was a misunderstanding.
Oh,
and then people were quick to point out that some other artists on the flyer were booked for other shows on the same day, like Megan Thee Stallion being one of them. But a spokesperson for Golden Voice, who is the company behind it, said, "Our festival is 100% confirmed, but lineups are always subject to change."
Yeah, they're just like going to throw every name out there and put that little disclaimer at the bottom.
Right, let's see who actually shows up.
These were people who were just invited to the show.
Is Bone Thugs and Harmony changing its name to Boneless Thugs and Harmony?
Lord.
You may have heard that going around yesterday, but I hate to disappoint you, but it is not true, but it is a marketing ploy for Buffalo Wild Wings. In the Perry parody commercial, you hear the members of Bone Thugs talking about the name change and how they're all for it, but Lazy Bone ain't having it.
A new love for boneless wings led to a new name.
We need to be Boneless Thugs now. Bottom line. I'm not going to lie, but I like boneless wings, man. Whatever. It is what it is. Boneless wings. What?
But not everyone was on board.
I ain't changing shit.
Buffalo
serious?
Wild Wings CEO says they do actually plan on taking this pretty far with future promotions coming down the road, including Boneless Thugs merchandise.
We boneless only. We boneless only. We boneless only. We boneless only.
It's actually pretty funny. And 20-year-old rapper from New York City, Pop Smoke, was murdered yesterday in a home, in a Hollywood home that he was renting. Now, initial reports were that he was killed in a botched home invasion after he accidentally posted a picture on social media with his address in the background and holding up wads of cash. Oh. However, new reports this morning is that his murder was not a robbery gone wrong, that he was actually a target. According to surveillance footage, you can see four men approach the home around 4:30 in the morning and leave carrying nothing. Pop Smoke was already making a name for himself. His song that dropped last year, Welcome to the Party, was remixed by Nicki Minaj. He appeared in Travis Scott's project, Jack Boys. His album charted number 7 on Tuesday in the Billboard 200. His murder is under investigation. As of this morning, there have been no arrests and no suspects have been named.
I hate when they call, you know, when somebody gets murdered or something, they go, oh, it was a botched home robbery. Was it really botched? If somebody's going in to rob you and they're bringing in weapons, that means they're planning to use it. So you can't say it was botched.
Yeah, the whole thing is really sad. Hopefully they end up finding who did it or at least naming a suspect or two. Like, the whole thing's ridiculous. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Bruins are holding it down. They're first in the Eastern Conference, and they pushed their win streak to 4 with a 2-1 overtime win over the Oilers. Ryan Newman, whose car crashed and burned at the Daytona 500 on, what was that, Monday? He was released from the hospital yesterday, so that's some good news. Things for Major League Baseball, and especially the Houston Astros, it's not looking too good. The Astros cheated by stealing signs, and now Astros season ticket holders are suing the team for deceptively overcharging them while they were cheating. That's funny.
Yo, can I tell you, I didn't know that I was qualified to be the baseball commissioner, because if being in charge of something and when somebody does something wrong, leaving them alone and not punishing them is a job qualification, I can do that.
And it gets even worse. A player from the Braves has suggested that every single guy on the Astros needs a beating. He was dead serious. Yep. Like, and it's just getting out of control.
I might actually go to a Red Sox game this year when they play the Astros, because they said that there's going to be crazy retaliation taking place.
Yep. And the NFL playoffs could look different starting next season. Well, actually, this season coming, owners went to expand the playoffs to 7 teams from each conference. So what that means is that there will only be one team from each conference that gets a first round bye, okay?
Yeah.
Then there would be 6 games on wild card weekend, 3 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday.
I like that.
All right, now for 2021, they're thinking about making the regular season 17 games, and the preseason games will only be 3. But those, again, those changes wouldn't happen until 2021. How do you all feel about that?
I like the play. 3 playoff games a day? Oh, my God, for the wild card weekend?
I feel like when you're extending or expanding the playoff structure, it's making it a little bit less prestigious. It's like, you get a prize, you get a prize. Everybody gets in.
But I like the only the best team gets the bye.
Yeah.
I love that part of it.
I mean, that part of it's cool. And I do like them expanding the regular season and taking away a preseason game. I like that.
There we go. Grove Hall, baby, on Xbox Live, because there's nothing going on in sports in Boston tonight. All right? Hit me up, and that's your sports.
Wait, did you change your name to Grove Hall, baby?
No, just Grove Hall. I said baby. Like, I was just feeling myself.
Like, what?
Just
did
Grove
you
Hall.
Change your name? Oh, my God.
No, it's still just Grove Hall, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. John Quinlan Jr. is a World War II vet, just weeks shy of graduating from the automotive program at Weymouth Vocational Technical School when he was offered a full-time position at the Four River Shipyard. So he went on to serve in the U.S. Navy and later worked for decades at the town's highway department. He never went back to get his diploma. Well, on Monday, John celebrated his 99th birthday by finally getting his diploma. The diploma, dated June of 1939, includes the signatures of the school administrators at the time and a picture of the high school. That's your good news. And this report made hot by National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, consider a career in aviation maintenance. Go to bostonwingman.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.